because your willingness to accept change virtually is zero, because you got it all, you know it all, you're completely unteachable. When you know it all, when you say, no, I know that, I get that, when you think you know it all, when you think you know it, you're stopped becoming teachable. So it's important to grasp a concept, but you never get it perfectly. So the way really to be perfectly teachable is when you're listening to a concept, if you think you get it, that's good. You can't be confused throughout your whole life. That's not what I'm suggesting. But what you have to say is, wow, I get it so far, and I know there's so much more I need to learn, and I know there's so much more I don't even know. But I think I'm grasping. Not that you fully get it, but it's like, I'm getting what he's presenting. I think I can use this. I'm understanding it. Wow, how much more is there? There must be so much more. And boy, I don't know what I don't know. So you have to have that balance. Again, complete willingness to learn and complete willingness to accept change. So we talked about the basics, teachability, and next, the training balance scale. And the training balance scale at this point, you'll see, we'll talk about more on this later, but the training balance scale emphasizes that the thought process is the majority of what we're going to be talking about and the majority of where your focus should be on. And the skills, the techniques, and the how is what most people focus on, which is why they fail. So when you understand that training balance scale, you'll always be able to catch yourself if you're focusing on how we're going to do that. In business, which is let's talk about relationships. In relationships, people always say, you know, I don't know how I'm going to meet my mate. I don't know how I'm going to meet my mate. I don't know how. And the answer is, I don't know how either. But the how is irrelevant. It's completely irrelevant. You don't have to know how. And the training balance scale suggests that the techniques and the skills are not that important. But society emphasizes to you that it is important because they want you to focus on that. That way you'll always believe you're never capable of achieving what you want. And that's one of the techniques that is being used globally to keep people in a state of never achieving. And again, that's the goal. The goal of the elite class is to make sure that they remain in the elite class and that everybody else remains virtually slaves. There's no uprising. There's no major large groups of people realizing that they have power and rising to the level that they want to rise to. That creates competition, and that reduces the power and control and the financial resources of the current elite class. So that's why it's happening. And then, of course, the four steps, ending with unconscious competence, where you're doing this automatically, you're not thinking about it anymore, and then it just happens automatically, and you live your life. It's like you're a magician. Everything just happens perfectly. And of course, the fifth basic is to master the basics, focus on the fundamentals. Then we talked about the two powerful concepts. One is that your brain is both a transmitter and receiver of frequency, vibration, or energy. They're all the same. Pick the word, whatever you feel comfortable with. But it's similar to, but actually more powerful and higher than a radio frequency. So there's a couple concepts you have to grasp first before we teach you how to apply them. And if you have any questions, raise your hand so I can answer them. First concept. Everything on Earth is made of atoms. We all know that. We went to school, we know that. Everything is made of atoms. You also have to understand that throughout history, science has created technology or instruments that can see smaller and smaller particles. So back when atoms were discovered, scientists proclaimed with their arrogance that the atom was the smallest particle in the universe. And I say with their arrogance, it's like because that's all they could see. Their instrument could only see that far or that close up or amplify that much. So they could see an atom, and they then determined, since that's all they could see, but that's as far as their instrument would go, therefore the atom must be the smallest particle on the planet. Well, years later, when they developed a new instrument that could actually magnify even more powerfully, they found out that the atom is not a particle. And the atom actually consists of an electron circulating around a nucleus, protons and electrons. And then they said, oh my, this electron is also, it's smaller than an atom. Therefore, the electron is the smallest particle in the universe. Again, with their complete arrogance. Instead of saying what they should say, and they should say, look, with the instrument that we have right now, the smallest particle we can see is the electron. But obviously, there must be something probably smaller that we can't see yet. That's what they should say. But scientists are arrogant. So there's this electron. If again, for those of you listening at home, you know what an atom looks like. You know, it's got this nucleus in the middle, and then circulating around it is an electron. So that electron is a little piece of particle, right? But here's the question. What holds the electron in orbit, if you will, around the nucleus? What's holding it? And the answer is energy, or a vibration, or a frequency. Scientists now have instruments that can actually go smaller than the electron, and they see the electron is made up of vibration. That it's actually full of holes, that it's not solid, that nothing is solid, that it's vibration. And that is called frequency, vibration, or energy. Again, scientists today still cannot completely understand how a radio wave transmitted from either a satellite, let's say your cell phone. How does your cell phone pick up a signal when you're in an elevator in a building? The signal is a frequency. It's energy. It's a vibration. And that frequency is traveling not in one little beam. Think about it. You could be virtually anywhere and pick up the signal, which means that frequency is permeating all space. If you're in a room and you walk anywhere in the room, it's picking up the signal. Therefore, the signal is not like a line. The signal is almost like a gaseous thing, which is permeating the whole room with a vibration. It's hard for a lot of people to comprehend.